Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Bring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
I get along without you very well, Huggy Carmichael. That is the great Rosemary Clooney, who we're remembering today. I don't have to remember Ava Todd because she's in front of me. Ava, good morning.
Good morning.
It's lovely to see you again. We were in Wexford.
Yes, that was the last time we spoke.
Absolutely. Now, you are a bit like myself. You're everywhere. You're with the great Vladimir. When?
Tomorrow on Saturday.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very excited. This is my Bord Gáis debut tomorrow.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
You're with the orchestra today. I suppose his Nibs is around as well, is he? He's probably here as well.
I'm sure.
He is literally a whirling dervish. He's phenomenal. But firstly, you're doing that. You're also part of our concert on the 26th of June.
Yes.
Which is going to be very exciting, which is quite different. But you'll be doing what you do and something rather interesting as well, which we'll talk about. But talk to me about this Yves Patineau Prize from the Verbier Festival. What's this? You are the recipient of the prize.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So I did the Verbier Festival Academy last summer in Switzerland.
In Switzerland, right.
And I
won... Eurovision winners.
Exactly.
I just sold that in to encapsulate everything.
Yeah. I was the winner of the overall prize there.
Right.
And that came with a significant amount of funding.
I thought you were going to say cash. Funding for
a special future project.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so I really wanted to do this because I wanted to use the money to do something that would really further my career.
Yes.
And something that I could remember and document this stage of my career and this moment.
Yes.
So I chose to do an EP that I've called Gems.
Yes.
With the concert orchestra and conductor Andrew Sinnott.
I think it's genius.
Thank you.
And
me too.
Yeah. No. You see, I'm going to believe in what I keep on referring to as a calling card. Mm. You can bring this anywhere you like. This will never be. It'll never go. It exists. And the fact that that is there now means that you can say, oh, well, you want to know how I sound? That's how I sound.
Well, exactly. And I think as well, because I'm 25, my voice is not going to sound the way it does now for many more years. It will evolve and change and grow. And that's nice, but I can feel that happening. And I really want to have this moment captured, you know, how I sound right now.
You say you can feel that happening now.
Yeah, every few months, I think singers often feel their voice grow a little bit.
Yeah.
Things that felt maybe easy to sing a few months ago feel different. It might be heavier. Things improve. Things get a little bit harder to do. So, I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
And these arias I've done for years, and they're the greats, you know, done by so many sopranos.
Of course.
So to get to put my own stamp on them, the way I sound now, with my own artistry, is a really thrilling thing.
Is it difficult to do, to you know, because you hear everybody else doing it. You can hear Celine Byrne here, or you can hear Claudia Boyle, or you can hear Renee Fleming, or you hear, you know what I mean? Or you listen to some of the people from the past. Obviously, people like Callas, Renata Tebaldi, that's my favourite. Mm. So you listen to all these people, and you see, how do I make it me? Is that difficult when you're talking about an area that's really famous? Is that difficult to do, or do you just kind of fling yourself at it?
I think it is important to get inspiration from all the greats because there's a reason that they were so wonderful. And I think that happens naturally when you listen to the music. I'm always listening to
to
the past sopranos, always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's really helpful for me. But I think the way that I can make it my own is by using my own natural musical instincts and going with the character. How would I play that character?
That's right.
And that helps me.
When you, one of the pieces you recorded is O Mio Bambino Caro.
Yes.
Which is just one of the greatest pieces of music, I think, is ever written by Mr. Puccini, because that's part of our competition this morning. I can't mention his Christian name. it's all linked in. Are you doing this on our gig?
Yes, I'm singing this at the concert.
Which is really handy, because you've already recorded it with the concert orchestra, so now everybody knows it, and there's no worry. It is beautiful. Do you know what kills me, though? It's so short. It's only a tiny.
Well, you're left wanting more.
You're left wanting more. Well, maybe that's the trick of Puccini. Anyway, this is you, Eva Dodd, from what's the name of the CD again?
It's called Gems.
I call it CD because it's an EP, but has it a physicality?
No, it's just
will it ever
available
be a physicality?
To download on streaming platforms.
Would it be a good idea?
Maybe that's an idea.
Just saying. I'm not saying anymore.
Thank you.
Something else. Eva Dodd, that's fantastic. O mio babbino caro. And you're singing that on the night for our party in the evening.
I am.
Oh, it's going to be lovely. That's with the RT Concert Orchestra. Andrew Sinnott doing the conducting. They're a good old band, aren't they?
Oh, they're fantastic. I love working with them.
Be awfully careful because you're going over to them now in a minute and you wouldn't know who'd be eavesdropping.
I don't need to be the truth.
No, I know that.
Them.
I know it, but they are terrific. But anyway, you're doing the concert with Vlad and you're singing with... I'm thrilled of the particular piece you're doing that I'm just thrilled with. You have a lunchtime concert in August you're doing.
Yes, I do, again with the concert orchestra.
Yeah, what's that?
That is one of the annual ones. I'm singing Qui la voce from I Puritani, and I am singing Vilia from The Merry Widow.
Very good.
And also The Jewel Song, which is one of the tracks on Gems.
You have such a great memory. but when I think about the idea of doing that, again, it's furthering your move into whatever and trying to figure out what your next move is.
Oh, completely. And to get to sing for an Irish audience on the stage of the Bord Gáis, of the National Concert Hall, that's really special to me because I've been away for a while now.
Yes.
And to get to bring the work I've been doing abroad home is incredibly exciting.
And you've been away, is it Switzerland you've been away, or where have you been? Because you won that prize in Switzerland. But you've been, like, if your Royal College of Music or all that, but where else have you been?
Okay, so after I finished the Royal College of Music, I was a resident soloist in the Stadttheater in Klagenfurt for one season. And then I've been freelance. So I've been with English National Opera in London. Yes. I've been with the National Opera of Lorraine in France. I've been in Wexford. I've been travelling around.
It's fantastic. And you're back in Wexford.
I am.
Yeah. with Rosetta.
Oh, and, wonderful lady.
She's, as I always say, cookie by name, cookie by nature. She's she's fabulous.
She's fabulous.
And it's just that she has such energy and she's so enthusiastic, you know, and brings this just ball of energy to everybody who works alongside her.
Oh, her it's energy terrific. Is so infectious.
Yeah.
And everybody always has so much fun working with her.
That's true.
We always feel so inspired. All of the young artists that get to work with Rosetta, we really feel her support, you know, much after the factory.
Oh, okay.
Much after the Wexford factory. She's always on your side.
We should just explain the factory is we'll say newcomers, we'll say people who are new to the business.
For young artists.
And she's very, very supportive of that. But you say after the fact as well.
Yes, she takes risks with young artists. The people that she chooses to take on to the Wexford Factory Young Artist Programme, she really takes them under her wing. And you feel her support. I could always go to her for advice if I ever needed it. She hires you back year after year in Wexford, so that really creates that sense of community down there.
Sure,
sure. She's a really special person.
That's very important. Now, you have the Jewel song on your EP as well. But anyway, before I come to that, you're taking a punt on The Ecstasy of Gold.
I am.
Now, I just think that is phenomenal. And for those who know The Ecstasy of Gold, and this is kind of Morricone country here, we're mad about him. The person who did this the first time was Edda D'Orso, who I have a CD of hers at home. I got in Italy, and it's astonishing. And if you see her, and on videos you can see her, you've never done this before.
I've never done this before. Now, this is definitely different for me.
Yeah.
It's sort of going into that crossover repertoire.
It's a strange place what Ennio Morricone wrote. Because there's no words.
I know.
There's definitely
challenges in other aspects of the piece.
Yeah. it's like with respect, it's like a noise. It's strange.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a vocalese.
Yes.
Rachmaninoff has done a vocalese like that with no words.
Yeah.
And it's deceptively difficult.
I have no doubt it's definitely difficult.
But it's great. It's a really exciting
piece. You've taken the music and you've obviously done it. Be it on your own. You haven't done it with the orchestra yet.
No, I've not.
Right, that's going to be interesting. It's quite a challenge. Fair play to you.
Oh, thank you.
Just to give everybody, this is, that is a choir and everything on this, but that, we don't worry about that. But this is The Ecstasy of Gold, Nastasia D'Oro, and it's Edda D'Orso with Ennio Morricone. And just to give you a sense, this is something that you're going to be doing on Marty in the evenings, because I'm just so excited about this. You know, with all the Ennio Morricone tracks that people talk about, this is one of the most loved. And people don't even know sometimes what it's called. It's just such a gorgeous piece of music. Anyway, this is just give people a flavour. This is not Miss Dodd. No, steady. an enormous piece of music. The XC of Gold, music from Ennio Morricone. Eva Dodd is with me. What a challenge. I just want to go to the... I just want to have the concert so I can see you do that. It's going to be quite
I'm
something.
I'm looking forward to it.
That takes... and you were saying to me as we were listening to it, it takes a real opera singer to be able to do that because that's... It's quite big,
completely,
actually.
And there's a bit of coloratura in there too, isn't there?
Yes, there is. It's just fabulous. But then Morricone could cover all that. So it's... I'm delighted. I think that's great. Do you know what's nice as well? You're very brave about this. I think that's very impressive.
About this piece?
Not just about this piece, but just about how you're kind of doing what you're doing. It's brave. It's saying, OK, I won this prize over in Switzerland. That's very nice. But I'm going to plough it into furthering my career by making this CD and or making the music with the OT Concert Orchestra and pushing that envelope. And I think you're right. You've got to believe in yourself and then just go for it.
Thank you.
But
yeah.
Otherwise, well, that's...
I think you do have to have a sort of an underlying confidence or how would you ever get up and perform?
Yeah.
You know, but I do have a lot of support, lots of support from wonderful teachers, coaches, mentors. So I'm lucky in that aspect.
And family, presumably, as
of
well,
course.
Behind you because, you know, you're out in the big bad world and you're taking chances here.
Oh, yes. And they're really behind me. Everything I do, they come to.
And listen, did you... I presume everything's a contract, everything's, you work for the thing and then it's gone, then you go on to the next thing. And you work in the UK. That presumably will continue as well, will it?
Yes, actually, I'm very excited because I have just been signed as a Harwood artist with the English National Opera. So I'll be associated with them. I've already sung with them a few times. I did Rosina in Barber of Seville and one of the nieces in Peter Grimes. But next season, I'm going back as a Harwood artist to sing Adina in The Elixir of Love.
Oh, for heaven's
and
sake.
Barbarina in The Marriage Figaro.
You'll not be a niece for long. The nieces are behind you. Isn't that terrific? And you see, again, you're working on the reputation and building and building and building, which is what it's all about. Meantime, the calling card. Yeah. So it's fantastic. No, I think it's brilliant. I really do. Listen, good luck. I know you're in rehearsal today for His Nibs, which is only, like, it's tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
Janie
the
back.
Concert is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. And what are you doing in the thing tomorrow?
I'm actually, would you believe, singing O Mio Bambino Caro.
So you're practicing for me.
And I'm also singing Quando Menvo from La Bohème.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, it's
wonderful.
A great aria, yeah.
I know, that'll be too. Well, you'll have a great night, I know. And you're on Saturday afternoon as well.
Yes, two concerts.
Which will be fantastic. Eva, thank you so much for coming in. I wish you well. I look forward to the rehearsals when you come in to do The Ecstasy of Gold.
Me
My
too.
Heart is pounding. I'm trying to think what else you're doing with us. Oh, Je veux vivre, you're doing.
Yes, Je veux vivre, and also Time to Say Goodbye.
And Time to Say Goodbye, which is, again, one of the greats.
Exactly.
And it'll be fantastic. God bless you, and thank you for coming in
today.
Thank
you for having me.
Not at all, my great pleasure. We have a winner for our competition for Martin Evening. I'll come back to it momentarily. Yes, I will.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance, giving you peace of mind for the future.
Kirstacher hervishi am chadunis folomore agus tamana erlina, lene narrator anuachan ustatu malertu agus ahalaher, tasha eska agus federe yen of gans throw. Torkorter in service nashinta am chadunis tamana erlina in yovig NDLS punk RSA punk IE. Maiga vaidi zevne atastal, tachtrocht on udorosum hoveltocht erwodi.
Marty in the Morning, weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
And our finalist today, well, the person getting two tickets for our Martin Evening Concert is Orla Glasscott, Giacomo, of course, Giacomo Puccini. English translation, James, my late father's name, might bring me luck. It did. That's Orla in Dungarvan. Well done to you this morning. I leave you with Miss Dodd. It should be Miss Dodd now. She also cost a fortune in about a year, wait till see. Not that she's cheap now, but she'd be very dear then. This is the Jewel Song from Eva Dodd. Keep the faith, back with you on tomorrow, please God. Thank you.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.